views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Rowell.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Rowell from YourSoulGuidance.com. And you are listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old self and say hello to the infinite potential of your soul so you can live all the big dreams you're dreaming about. This show is all about soul. It's about your soul and how to unleash that infinite potential and shine your brightest lights. And today you are in for an absolutely amazing show because we have Navjeet Kalasteyo. Navjeet is the spiritual advisor. She's an educator, she's a speaker, a filmmaker, a full-time mom, and she's also the director of the Nizoni School for Global Consciousness. She was the host and the producer of two radio shows, Windows to the Sky, the Media Brunch, and she also directed for Chris Griscom, the Knowings and Life in Motion. Navjeet has worked with so many different people, ranging from millionaires to the homeless to heroin addicts. She's also worked extensively with children, with teens in public schools and detention centers, and she's also worked with me, and she's amazing. She has a blog site, Tender Logic, where she writes each week very inspirited style stories about love, awakening, awareness, and higher consciousness. And today we're going to talk about let's ease up and let go of the struggle. Welcome.
Hello, Saskia. Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good. I was letting go and thinking, okay, is she here or not?
So sorry about that. My phone was being a bit funny this morning.
Yeah, I hear that from more people. Phones ring or they don't ring or people can't pick up. I don't know. Anyway, let's dive into this topic, ease up and let go of the struggle. What would you say is the biggest cause of our struggle?
The biggest cause of our struggle is that we don't know that we have the capacity, that we have the grace, that we have the knowing. We try to apply ourselves through very narrow channels of ourselves, and we don't realize that we can stretch out, give ourselves a moment, and a solution will arise. And the struggle also happens because we feel that the answer has to be immediate. We have to have a solution right now, and we don't think we have the opportunity or the time to allow something to come to us. And we think that the answer, the solution, has to be a particular way. So it's not very holographic usually. We have a certain idea in mind, and therefore we squeeze and move towards that one idea, one answer, one person, one solution, and therefore we struggle.
Yeah. I mean, we want to see the picture. We want to know the outcome now. And
yes, exactly. And if we don't get it, we think there's something wrong with us. We think that We need to keep going at it in the same way that we've been doing it. And so it's just sometimes we need to be a little bit more creative in our approach and also what the outcome looks like, because part of, I think, what happens when we're struggling is that we think that, and this is just a classic way that we think, which is that, you know, in order for me to be happy, to feel fulfilled, I need to be with that person or have that house or get that job or make that income. And we think we place it on the thing. And we forget to connect to ourselves and see what we want to feel like in the experience. What's the next feeling? What is it that I want to feel like in my daily life? And so when we project on that thing isn't always going to give us the feeling that we're looking for.
Yeah.
So therefore we struggle.
Yeah, and what is, you know, is it now that there's more struggle than ever? I mean, it seems, I mean, all the clients and people I talk to, and even in my own life, 2012, there was just,
yeah,
I don't know, it looked like more struggle than ever.
I would say, I'm not sure if there's more struggle. I think that we are experiencing that modality of emotional self called struggle, working hard, because there's another part of us that is on the verge of emerging, which is looking at life through ease. Because once we've struggled a lot, guess what we really, really want in our lives? Ease.
Yeah.
We will do things to create ease in our lives. We will not necessarily strive in the same way to look for that soulmate or get that 7-6-figure job, because we realize what's really more important is our experience of our lives more than the struggle. And I think that's part of the lesson here, is that all this struggle is happening so people will finally let go of looking and living lives in that way.
Yeah, I mean the.
And a lot of people are, you know, we may be getting a lot of clients going through that. And it's great in a way, because it's showing that collectively, number one, it's a good sign because a lot more people are working on themselves, which is always a good thing. And number two, that when they seek our help, they're looking for tools that are going to help create the ease. They are looking for ways to look at challenging issues, whether it's health issues, relationships, work, money, where there's real feeling of how am I going to survive this? How am I going to even have a sense of self in this? They're facing all these questions, and the way through that is through expansion and not contraction. And expansion only happens when we relax at our core. And so that's the lesson that we are all in right now, is learning to relax at the core level. And relaxing at the core level requires a great deal of self-trust and trusting that we are going to be safe and that we're going to be fine.
Yeah. You know, as I hear you speaking, it's really like the letting go is where we get into the flow, and we do the opposite, right? We push.
We think we have to swim harder, work harder, do more. And maybe consciousness evolution is saying, actually, relax a little bit more, let go a little bit more, step back a little bit more.
Right.
I know it sounds as if it's the opposite, but doing some of these things actually is going to create space for what you actually want. And maybe sometimes stepping back, taking it easy, gives us a moment to think not on just survival level, even if it's just about, you know, making more money or you know, working through an illness. Even though you're feeling it's survival, it's really important to step back, because the squeezing is not going to help anyone in the long term. And that's why it's really important that we're having this conversation of creating ease, because everybody wants a life filled with ease, where we're not struggling, where we're not striving so hard that we don't even get to enjoy our lives on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, no, it's completely true, and we have been trained. with the opposite, like, you know, push harder, work harder, and you know, you get the job done. And, you know, I am experiencing in my own life that it really, you know, and I have tangible proof that it works the opposite way, but it's a whole new paradigm that we are stepping into. And I'm looking at the time, so we're already heading for a break. So everybody keep on listening, ease up and let go of the struggle. And we're going to be back right after the break.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRnetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. And today we have our special guest, Navjeet Kandola. And we have a very juicy show. Ease up and let go of the struggle. And I think we all want to know how to do this. But before we go any further, Navjeet, how can people reach you or connect with you?
Yes, thank you, Saskia. Good morning. So the best way to contact me is through my website called Tender Logic. And on that site, you can read my blog, which I write about the struggles and also how to actually be in our lives as curious, stargazing, trailblazing humans. So that's tenderlogic.com. And there's lots of free meditations and contemplations when you sign up.
You know, I would highly advise anyone who's listening to do that. It's absolutely a great website with so much resources. Okay, let's talk about ease up and let go of the struggle. I was just thinking we were talking about, you know, that it's a new paradigm we have to step into because we're not taught, right, to do it easy instead of, like, you know, the struggle.
Yeah. Part of that new awareness that we're beginning to recognize and really wanting to embrace is the feminine aspect of being human, which is looking to our intuition. And what I mean by intuition, before anybody gets scared away, is that deeper knowing inside of ourselves, that inner voice, and listening to that. And I know that your listeners are very well aware of this inner voice and connect to it. And so as more and more people begin to really listen to that inner awareness and begin to discern and distill what it's saying to us, especially in our moments of struggle, then we will feel at peace with the choices that we are making. Because part of the struggle is that we are choosing directions or actions, and they're not necessarily embedded in the deeper yearning, the deeper self. And so as we move into the ease, as the ease is upon us, and it's saying, come on, come this way, we will let go of just making decisions on a surface level awareness or just motivated by just the lowest common denominator, which is survival. And as we've been evolving, survival is not part of the evolutionary equation. What's really up for us is really practicing and creating abundance, living from a place of ease. Doesn't mean that the roller coaster of life is going to stop, but how to bring something to that roller coaster that changes the equation. That's what we're, in terms of the evolution of consciousness, that's where we're coming at it now, which is very exciting.
And it is exciting.
To recognize that we actually have abilities and capacities with which we can come to life at, instead of just coping with, managing whatever is thrown at us.
Right, and I believe that when we go in the ease, we are really connected to our soul, and then we go into that flow, and the universe works in synchronicity, and that's a new thing, where you really have to go deep within and say, okay, what feels good, what feels easy to do, instead of, you know, what's on my list and how should I do certain things, because, you know, they say I should, and that's a big difference.
Let me ask you a question, Saskia. How do you feel, for instance, when you recognize that you're in a struggle situation, what is it that you recognize about the struggle? How can you identify it so that you can actually step into the ease?
Well, identify it because I can clearly see that I want to have some control. And I'm trying to control something and I have no control. And to first recognize that. And also what I do is that I am making assumptions about something, that it's going to go a certain way. And I recently did that with a certain situation where, you know, I was in complete struggle. My body got in anxiety, worry mode. Well, we are not programmed for worry. Our bodies aren't programmed for worry. So the whole nervous system is in anxiety. I know I want to control a certain outcome and I'm making all these assumptions. And then I changed it and I thought, you know, what if I go from worry and I say, I wonder. And I really was able in that moment to let it go and say, okay, universe or God or however you call it, I can't do this anymore. I cannot manage this with my contracted mind. I give it over to you. And honestly, the picture that unfolded, which was not with me, but with one of my family members, things were falling in place in a really miraculous way. And, you know, I looked at myself and I'm doing the controlling, I'm making assumptions, all these things, and it doesn't work. And I thought, you know, what if you go from worry and say, I wonder, and then leave it open?
Yeah, oh, wonderful, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it's exactly that, just that switch, to have the awareness that you can create that switch. That we're not going to lose something if we go from I'm worrying, I worry, to I wonder. There's some amazing power and strength just in that tiny little switching over from one way of thinking to another, and that's the power that we have within our consciousness, is to reframe and say, is this the only way to work through this situation? Is the first thing that I look for if I'm encountering struggle is, am I squeezing somewhere? Am I squeezing in my brain? Am I squeezing physically? Am I squeezing emotionally? Am I making people wrong? That's usually a good indicator of that. And so if I'm doing any of those things, first thing I say to myself is just to step back and relax my whole body, because that's a duty that I have to myself. Just like you said, our bodies are not meant to be made to worry or to be anxious. And so if I'm creating a squeeze, on some level I'm scared, on some level I'm worrying. So if I take seriously my relationship to my body and my well-being, then I need to attend to that. So I step back and I look for wherever I'm squeezing, and I relax that part. You can relax that part by just saying, okay, I'm going to go into relaxation. You can imagine color coming into that part. Whatever process you want to do, but step back so that you can actually feel the experience of I wonder, that actually can arise in your consciousness.
Right. You know, and a perfect example. What?
Go ahead.
Well, a perfect example is, and it's so tangible, and people can visualize this. I have five children, and I gave birth to five children, and all of them in almost, like, you know, it sounds crazy, but like half hour time, from the first contractions, and I would call them expansions, to I have them in my arms. And in Holland, you're very blessed to give birth at home. The first baby was born in Taiwan, so that was a different case. But the baby, I could feel, and they call it contractions. And of course, when you look at the uterus and you look at, you make a fist, you contract, and you push that fist, you contract. How can you ever push that baby out? You have to let go of the struggle.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to expand. And what I did, and I believe everybody can do this, because I'm, you know, the same as everybody else. I would look at my belly and think, I don't know how to do this. I have to let go of the struggle.
Yeah.
I have to let go of contraction. And I would breathe in expansion, and I call it waves. And the babies would, honestly, it's true. They were born, like, I would sit down and just breathe into my body and let go of any contraction, any fear, go out of my mind, go into my body, be in the present, be in that wondrous state of how this can happen. And they were born, like, in minutes. I sang them out, and that's where you go from contraction to expansion. And it applies to many areas of our lives. And, you know, that was a great example where you can really see it works.
Yeah, and exactly, and you really want it to work in that moment, because those contractions can really, really make you feel as if you're never going to be at ease again.
that contraction is fear. It's totally fear-related, and resistance comes up. And that's when, I think, when we have resistance, we're totally out of the flow, right? We're not in the flow.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that if in our lives, you know, those are very, very powerful points in our lives, when you're giving birth, or there's a major decision to be made, or you're in a situation where like an accident or something not so great is happening, people think that that's the only way to move through that is by squeezing and really getting the adrenals to work to figure out a way, because it's survival. We've got to survive, got to make it. But the actual upgrade of that way of doing is to relax and actually allow yourself to have access to your inner knowing. And that is why when we recommend meditation, quiet time, connecting to your inner voice, if we do these as daily practices, then it's much easier to go into the ease mode than to just stay in the struggle mode. And that is one of the recommendations that I make to clients, is to really begin to connect to the inner voice, to connect to your meditation practice or exercise your consciousness, so that when you need it in times of struggle or times of strife, you're not going to have a struggle trying to get there either. So we want to begin to practice listening within so that it's easy throughout the day. So it's not a struggle trying to connect to it, to your inner voice, struggle trying to relax. I know so many people who have a hard time sleeping or relaxing because they've been squeezing all day. And it's hard to let go of being in control. And being in control is
now,
one
do,
of the
Do you have to hold that thought? Because we have to go to break time. My producer is calling me to say we have break time. And we will be back, everyone. Ease up. Let go of the struggle. We have a really great show. Stay tuned.
Overnight scenes, dinner and wine, Saturday girls. I was never in love, never had the time. My hustle and hurry world,
laughing myself to sleep, waking up lonely.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. And we have our special guest, Navjeet Kandola. And she has such great information. And I do want you to know how to connect with her. Navjeet, how can people get in touch with you?
It's very easy. Just go to my website, tenderlogic.com. You can contact me through that site. There's lots of freebies, meditations, contemplations, and I blog very regularly, and I write a lot about how to find inner peace, how to work through relationships, great tools and great conversations at tenderlogic.com.
That's great. Well, for anyone of you who's listening, I have on my website the 21-day roadmap to your dreams. Also, when you sign up, you get every Monday morning your soul card reading. And that website is yoursoulguidance.com, yoursoulguidance.com. So if you go there, there's, you know, lots of freebies. There's also another interview with Navjeet on the freebie page about how to be in worst-case scenarios. But today we're going to talk about ease up, let go of the struggle. Navjeet, I was talking with you in the break time about, you know, how can we ease up? Well, how can we practice that? Shall we do like an exercise?
Yeah, let's do that. I think sometimes when we're thinking about working on ourselves, we look at difficult memories or difficult situations. But today, we're actually going to look at that muscle in our bodies that is a muscle or the essence of ease, when we've been in that flow, when we've had that wonder in our consciousness. And it's really allowed life to come to us, because I think ease also, part of the equation is being open to receiving.
Mm.
Right? And so let's do that today.
Great. Let's do it. We keep on talking as we do it, so we know otherwise the radio system will jolt.
Yes.
Jolt.
Just take a moment and close your eyes. Just allow yourself to have this moment, a time for yourself. If you're listening, give yourself this opportunity to practice this, and you can always listen to the show again to practice again and again until it becomes very easy. Something that you can do naturally. And as you breathe into your body, allow your whole body to begin to step back, to stand down. It doesn't have to be on alert. There's nothing really to do right now other than to be aware of turning your focus inward. And when we turn our focus inward, it's a different experience than being focused on the outside. And just breathe, allowing the breath to guide you. If your breath is shallow, just take a little deeper breath next time, a little quieter breath. And as you commit to this breathing and consciously relaxing your body, you may, you know, if your legs are crossed, uncross your legs. If you're squeezing anywhere in your body, breathe into that place so that you're not squeezing anymore. If you can just begin to unwind and knot as you breathe, that's going to make a huge difference already to creating ease, shifting the day to a different place now. As you shift your awareness, as your body relaxes, it opens to more things. It can be a part of a bigger experience. So continue with this breath. Continue with relaxing. And then as you do that, on your next deep breath, ask your body where it holds the essence of ease, being in the flow, being so relaxed that you're open. You might feel a place, you might just know it. You might just have a sensation, a tingling sensation or a tickling sensation. Or a body part might just appear in your mind. You might just see the word leg or feel your leg or your arm, or it could be several places. Imagine taking your awareness to that place where ease lives inside of you. And open that. see what it feels like. What does ease feel like for you today? Is it warm or light? Does it have a feeling for you? Is it something familiar? Just allow yourself to keep moving into that feeling, that quality of ease. Does it have a sound? Does it have a memory that you connect with? Or an experience where you really felt at ease, that your body is saying, yes, I want this. And just give your body the permission now to connect to this vibration of ease as it fills you up. Just allow it to radiate through you, filling you up. No struggle here, just allow it to flow. Maybe it's like sunlight, or it feels like a warm liquid moving through your body, or a calm sensation. Just allow it to move into you, all the trillions of cells. Feel that. Feel your whole being fill with ease, and then let it begin to ripple out of you. Imagine it just flows out of you into your aura, into your home, and into any situation or place or person that you're having struggle with. Allow it to ripple out to that situation, through that person, so it just flows right through everything. Just like light, just like the sun, flows through things, nourishing all those that it touches. Allow your ease to move that way. Out. Out into the world, creating ease. And again, take a moment and check in with yourself and see if there's any places deep inside of you that need that wonderful quality of ease. And imagine this ease rippling into the deepest parts of you, deepest parts that are committed to struggle or only feel safe when there's a struggle or you're striving. Allow this ease to move to those muscles and help them to relax, to unwind. Just because we're at ease in our consciousness doesn't mean we are not focused. It's just that we're focused with a lot more energy, a lot more space. We're playing in a bigger arena with different tools and rules. So just allow this ease to move in all directions, deep into ourselves and deep outside, all the way across the planet. Imagine your ease touching the stars. Light years deep, allow that ease to radiate out. And then when you are ready, take another deep breath and command all the trillions of cells in your body now to imprint this ease. It belongs to you. You can activate it by choosing, by reigniting these qualities, stepping back in to what it feels like. That is your key. What does it feel like? And then reaching into inhabiting that experience, that feeling. Great. And then when you are ready, take another deep, deep breath and open your eyes with ease, allowing your body still to be relaxed. And practice making decisions, being in relationships from this level of mastery. Wonderful.
That's great.
Allow yourself to look in the world. Great. How was that, Saskia?
It was great. I feel it's really a choice.
Yes.
We can make that choice, and yes, we can start our day and say, you know, today I'm going to ease up and let go of the struggle. Today I'm going to do it the easy way. And I hope after this show, you know, that it has touched your heart and you say, I'm doing things with ease today. And take it from the approach. It's possible.
Yes. Yes. And as you are doing that, you know, also inquire into, or maybe look at times when things have come with ease, or you've done things with ease, and to let those be part of your toolkit and support system when you begin to struggle. Say, wait a minute, I've done things with ease before, and it worked. It was easy for me. It happened.
Yeah.
So that your emotional body has somewhere to go to and say, yeah, I remember that memory. Or we look at people and say, well, it's easy for them. You know, when we look and say, oh, it's easy for her, well, why is it easy for her? How is that person being at ease in their life? What are the qualities? What are the muscles that they're using to live their lives with ease?
Well, now we're going to ease into the break. We've got to ease into the break because I'm already tickled here that it's break time. We have so much to talk about. I stay with ease in this break and we'll be right back.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia Roel and Navjit Kandola. Navjeet, can you give the listeners your website one more time so they know how to get in touch with you?
Yes, I can. It's tenderlogic.com, tenderlogic.com, and it's about looking to our consciousness in ways that we can use what we have in our own awareness and really meet the currents and the waves of our evolution as humans with joy, with ease, and with gratitude, and really create the lives that we want. I have lots of freebies. If you subscribe, you can get that in your mailbox every week, and lots of meditations, audio meditations, contemplations. Again, the purpose and the reason that I did the website and doing the writing and the meditations is to really be a support system for people as they begin to enter the conversation of how do I really live my life with me choosing? How do I begin to create those choices? And the website and the tools that I have there are there to help people to make those choices with ease, with grace, without fear. And it's a really wonderful place to meet others as well.
Thank you so much. And thank you for the great exercise we did before the break time.
Yes, you're welcome. And what we were just beginning to talk about was the other part of ease is really the conversation of receiving, being open to receive, opening our aperture so that what we're wanting can actually come to us. Because part of the reason we strive, we struggle, is because we want something. There's a goal, there's a person, there's an idea, there's a quality of life that we're seeking, there's a health that we want. And so part of the conversation of entering into the listening to your inner voice is being open to receiving. Because we say intellectually, yes, I want something, but then there's also a fear that contracts us that says, I'm not going to get it. We're afraid it's not going to happen for us. So then we struggle and strive even more. And so if we can begin to open the conversation about what's my relationship to receiving? How do I really feel about that? Did I receive as a child? Did I have to jump through hoops to get what I wanted to? And so as you begin to explore this conversation of receiving, it too is going to help us, to help you open into ease.
You know, one thing I want to touch upon is, you know, our biggest thing is we always want to control. I think that's ultimately what we fear. We're not in control. But then, you know, we say, okay, surrender. And here's the thing I think a lot of people struggle with. Okay, surrender. But then surrender to what? I mean, to God, to the universe, to the great mystery. What do we surrender to? And what if we don't believe in a bigger something?
Exactly. And so what is that bigger something that we all want in our lives? And it isn't just about the thing, it's a bigger experience of ourselves. And we don't really even inquire into those questions or experiences. We kind of move along with our spectrum of experience, our spectrum of consciousness, and we don't think about stepping out of the comfort zone and looking what's outside of that area. You know, for me, when we were just talking just the other day about how, actually I was talking with somebody else just the other day about, you know, as we age and as we grow older, most people think, oh, well, I'm going to slow down, you know, I'm going to retire, my body is going to not do as well as it used to, I'm going to be slower, I'm going to age, and so on and so forth. And instead we don't challenge that conversation and say, what would I like to be doing? And I was just saying to somebody, you know, I would like to imagine myself, even at the age of 70 or something, saying, you know, I'm going to go and learn what it is that I need to do to be an astrophysicist, or I'm thinking of going on a ride, adventure to the moon, so I'm physically getting ready for that. You know, I want my consciousness to be opening and expanding instead of narrowing and getting ready to die, because I've reached a certain age, or I've reached a certain point, and that happens not only in terms of our aging, it happens in terms of our wonder. We stop wondering in our lives.
Yeah.
We let go of certain qualities. We let go of joy. We let go of you know, not just only wondering, but wandering around, looking and being in our dreams, and not really creating days without to-do lists. Even when most people go on holidays, they have a list of things that they want to do and see for it to be a good holiday, and they don't allow for the adventure to happen.
I know this. I wrote a blog post about write a not-to-do list. Just write at least 10 things you're not going to do, and that's where the adventure starts. When we let go of all the shoots and have to do this and we have to do that, that's struggle.
Yes, exactly. And I think that, you know, it's the ease. You know, what does ease look like? Well, for me, it looks like being able to spend time in the morning, having that sense of nourishment, not just only food, but feeling full and ready for the day, that I'm excited to meet the day. So what creates that for me is maybe having 10 minutes of a meditation, of sitting and looking at the sun in the morning, or watching the birds, some kind of quiet time when my energy isn't about going out, but taking in, and just telling myself to receive that, to receive the beauty of the world, because those are the things that nourish me. So by allowing the things that nourish me, truly nourish my soul, that fills me up so that I can move through the day and not have to go into struggle.
I totally
recharge during the day. You know, I have a chair that I move around in my house to the sunspots, you know, so I can really feel, because when I feel that sunlight and the warmth, it makes me feel connected. I recharge, I reconnect to myself, and I feel I'm ready again to do my emails, work with clients, whatever it is that I need to do, get ready for my son when he comes back from school. I want to be in that place of I'm ready for him, not exhausted, not tired, not fried, but actually ready to meet him and be excited to do something with him.
You know, and it creates awareness, and we have to create that awareness and choose moment by moment, and we can check in and see, you know, what mode am I in? Am I letting go of the ease? Or, you know, and even when we drive in the car, you know, you sit there with clenched fists around your wheel. There's so many moments, I think, during the day. What a great exercise to keep checking in, like, am I at ease? Am I in the ease mode? I think it's so good for us.
Yes, exactly. And the more ease we practice, the more wonderful we experience the world to be. Our life becomes full and adventurous. And so we're not looking for a tomorrow or years from now to be at that ease or to retire to feel ease, but it's in our daily lives, it's in our daily decisions. Imagine making decisions with ease. Imagine making love with ease. Imagine being around your children with ease. Imagine moving through your life with ease. We imagine it, it becomes real. So imagine the places where you feel the most struggle, and introducing a kiss, introducing a giggle, introducing a sunset, introducing some light meditation.
Yeah.
And allowing to become filled with ease. Just giving it that possibility, just even entering the conversation, waking up and saying, I can change struggle.
Yeah.
I can change it. I can change it. I can do that.
That's a wonderful ending of our beautiful talk. And I read the quote, I can't recall it, but it was something like, when there's struggle, when there's no ease, then there's no God in it. I mean, then there's no, the divine is not in it. But I want to wish everybody.
It's bare bones.
Yeah, I'm going to wish everybody a fantastic week with ease, because we have to wrap it up. And thank you so much, Navjeet. We're going to have you back very soon. I enjoy it so much, and I'm sure the listeners enjoy it too. Okay, guys, have a wonderful week. And we're going to talk next Wednesday at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. This was Saskia.
You've
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Please enjoy the music while we reconnect you to the current show programming. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to Transformation Talk Radio. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Please enjoy the music while we reconnect you to the current show programming. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to Transformation Talk Radio.
Sometimes you get a little rain. Sometimes you feel a little pain. No one that we need to blame. Inside we're all the same.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Please enjoy the music while we reconnect you to the current show programming. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world. Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect. Make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.